The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came up to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is like this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is the one, and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all our heart, with all our understanding, with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself is worth more than all burnt offerings or sacrifices." When Jesus saw this, that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. One of the hallmarks of Holy Family Parish is the way that we strive as a community to love the Lord our God and to love our neighbor with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our strength. And every year at this time, it's our tradition and our custom to do an accounting to you, the people of Holy Family, on the activities and ministries and what we've done over the last year. So I invite you to sit back and relax and just see how we've striven to love the Lord our God and our neighbor with all of our hearts. We are Holy Family. We are a welcoming Eucharistic community of disciples of 5,200 households, connecting faith with life and reaching out to those in need. I invite you to join us as we look back on the accomplishments of the past year through the lens of our new pastoral goals. Our pastoral goals chart the course for us over the next 5 years and reflect the reality of change that permeates us, not just here at Holy Family, but throughout the wider church and our world. Through our pastoral goals, we are embracing the reality of this change, the dynamics of this change, by lifting up the virtues that make us truly Catholic Christian: faith, hope, and love.
When I came to Holy Family 34 years ago, I was young. Now I'm old. Well, I'm not old, but I'm an elder. And wisdom has been part of my journey. But it's your wisdom that became part of my journey. I was changed. I didn't change. You changed me. The people of Holy Family changed me. They called me to be more transparent, to be more open, to be more available, to be more belonging. That's the meaning of Holy Family. That's why Holy Family is a living church. You make it a living church by the manner in which you share in the responsibility and in the stewardship and in the future of Holy Family. To define the future belongs to you and it belongs to me. And when you think about it, it's a great privilege, it's a grace. The opportunities are calls to a discipleship of faith, hope, and love.
Holy Family is an active and energized, faith-filled community, continually calling all members to embrace formation, participate in ongoing education to deepen their knowledge, and grow as disciples in relationship with Jesus Christ.
One of the most important and lasting works of the Church is passing on the faith to each generation. This ongoing invitation fuels our goals to deepen one another's faith and proclaim hope. As a community of disciples committed to the works of Jesus, we provide lifelong opportunities for parishioners in their faith journey. This year, we have served over 750 from infancy to preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, young adults and adults. Elementary children have begun to express a greater desire to use their gifts, especially in outreach and in service to others, to help with the emergence of the reign of God. When a child learns to take refuge in God and bases their identity on Him, they find hope, a source of healing and strength. And this is a foundation to set lifelong discipleship.
Holy Family School is a joyful, caring, loving community of parents, staff, and students. As I walk here to Holy Family School every day, I anticipate a lot of laughter and fun with the children. I enjoy greeting them in the mornings and the car line. Our programs here are geared towards all the children's needs. We do differentiated learning and instruction. Our children's needs are met. We have caring counselor, nurse, teachers, coaches, and a lot of volunteers who bring a lot of commitment and love to our school also.
Our Safeguard the Children Committee continues to work very hard to ensure that our children, teens, and vulnerable adults are safe in our parish and our school. We offer training, special speakers, and ongoing formation for children, teens, and adults. In September, our panel presentation, Heal the Body, Reform the Church, began a conversation about ways in which our church can be more accountable and transparent to ensure the protection of all people.
Our young church continues to grow. Our reshaped Crosswalk Middle School ministry not only is learning about the corporal works of mercy, they are actually doing the corporal works of mercy, feeding the poor and reaching out to those in need. Our teen confirmation candidates look for innovative ways to be joyful disciples of Jesus Christ. This past year, Bishop O'Connell confirmed over 100 teens and adults. 30 teens and adults served the very poor in Jaca, Costa Rica. Together, they built a home for a family of four and enjoyed playing with the children who live on the riverbed. Our youth ministry continues to grow with a strong and capable group of young teen ministers ministering to other teens at our youth night. Last Easter, we joyfully welcomed many people to the waters of baptism to be sealed the gifts of the Holy Spirit at confirmation and to the table of our Lord.
Trinity Ministry is a diverse community of young adults and young families in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, as well as adults, who help Holy Family provide a loving spiritual home for young adults and families. We desire to help young adults and families grow as integrated members of the parish. We do this through spiritual, community, and leadership formation opportunities that are open to our entire parish family. Some of the events we hosted this year included Taizé prayer, guest speaker nights on topics like career development and love and relationships, service with those in need through Habitat for Humanity, Ronald McDonald House and Project Angel Food, and times of fellowship, including an 80s dance for all ages and a night at Dodger Stadium.
Last January, Jesse Manabusen at our Festival of Faith invited all of us to live as the Imago Dei, the image of God. In our parish, each week, there are intentional groups of adults gathering to reflect on the Bible and our Sunday scriptures. There are Christian life communities reflecting on the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, known as Ignatian spirituality. There are women's and men's reading groups that reflect on books from Catholic perspectives. There are intentional committees, such as the Social Concerns Committee and the Women's Connection Committee, who continue to attract speakers with passion and insights. This year, we have had an evening on immigration on the border. We also had three sessions on the writings of Thomas Merton. We enjoyed Father Roy speaking and singing about living in a stressful world. We also had the director of the Vatican Observatory speak about why the Vatican has an observatory.
Holy Family is a community of evangelizing Christians in which every parishioner and parish leader embraces all those who are seeking a spiritual home where they can find hope, meaning, and belonging through their relationship with Jesus Christ.
We do this by celebrating Eucharist every day of the week. It takes hundreds of people working together as a community to celebrate our daily and Sunday Masses. We are blessed to have so many gifted priest presiders, our deacon couple, sacristans, Eucharistic ministers, lectors, musicians and choir members, ushers, altar servers, greeters, and video ministers. Mass is the work of the people, and I am delighted to join you each week as we celebrate the sacred mysteries of our faith through the Mass.
Likewise, there's hundreds of elderly people unable to attend Mass here at Holy Family Church. We are blessed to have 50 volunteers and Eucharistic ministers who bring communion to our seniors and homebound parishioners. Our aging community is supported by our Caring with Faith seminars, helping people make good choices about end-of-life decisions for the elderly family members, as well as planning for their own needs. Due to the aging demographics of our state, we are witnessing that this ministry is growing rapidly, 112% increase from 1990 to 2020, an increase of 15.7 million elderly people. This growth increase calls us to beware of this continuous need to serve our elderly population, especially in our community. The elderly will continue to rely on Holy Family to be their family as we walk with them in their journey of illness, aging, and the mystery of death. Our senior Christmas brunch continues to delight, as we do our Holy Family School sixth graders who come to celebrate Mass once a month at the local nursing home in our community. It is in these experiences of bringing Eucharist and sharing our faith, hope, and love that builds our community of hope in Jesus Christ.
We were honored to baptize 118 children last year at 40 different baptismal services.
We welcome 19 families to three different 9:30 Masses for our newly baptized community.
And for that, we are truly thankful.
Holy Family is a place where faithful members are transformed by their relationship with Jesus Christ and empowered to lead and serve others as disciples of Christ, made in God's image and love, the Imago Dei.
Hello. The activity that you see going on behind me is our weekly food distribution that happens every Monday morning here at the Giving Bank out of St. Joseph Center at Holy Family. Each day, some of our friends come by for a sack lunch or a warm meal. Every Wednesday, they can get a warm shower and perhaps a haircut.
We continue to support our friends who rely on bikes for transportation by hosting our Burgers and Bikes event. We invite local bicycle mechanics to instruct our clients on bike safety, maintenance, and repair. Each bike that is here that day gets a free tune-up. We are delighted to be the hands of Christ each day.
We supported our parish while delighting in great rides, entertainment, food, and even bingo at this year's Back to the 80s Holy Family Fair. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsor and the countless hours of selfless service from our volunteers. Our annual auction celebration also supports Holy Family and our many ministries, including Holy Family School and religious education. We take care of each other and our neighbors, especially those in need. As expressions of our faith in Jesus Christ, this is what we do because we truly are a holy family. The state of our parish is ever hopeful as witnessed by our parishioners' response to Christ's call to servant leadership, seeing the Imago Dei in all of those we serve. This year, well over 60 Holy Family parishioners gave generously of their time to attend a Serve as I Serve weekend workshop and continue to serve in love by taking part in the School of Servant Leadership's monthly learning community gatherings.
Our first phase of the landscape revisioning project is to create an environment around the church that reflects our community, reflects our values as Catholics, as Christians, following the gospel message. We've also created a beautiful garden, the Garden of the Angels, a place for meditation, a place for prayer. The Garden of the Angels is meant for the parish to use this space for community, for gathering, to welcome the community to Holy Family.
When I walk the campus of Holy Family Church, I am moved by the joy and activity that surrounds this community of faith. As we approach the holidays and look to 2019, we invite your support now more than ever as we continue to provide important goods and services to more children and families in need, as well as vital support to dozens of ministries that lift up our faith, providing joy and hope for the future.
Our State of the Parish report wouldn't be complete without some reference to the parish finances. In the bulletin this week, you'll find the parish financial report for fiscal year 17-18. Your amazing generosity is helping us to stay in good fiscal shape. And your generosity reaches far beyond just the parish. You probably don't realize, but 20 cents of each dollar given to Holy Family actually goes right back out to help those in need, both near and far. There are a lot of things going on in our church and in our world right now, but Holy Family remains a constant source of faith, hope, and love, where all are welcomed, where faith and life come together, and where we serve those who need us the most. And that's because of you. So thank you to each of you for being the body of Christ and for making the miracle of Christ's love a lived reality. God bless you.
I have to tell you that for the 10 years that I've been here, there hasn't been a morning when I have not woken up and been incredibly grateful that I'm able to serve here at Holy Family and to be part of this wonderful community. It really is remarkable, and again, that's because of your generosity and your engagement and your involvement in your faith and living out your faith. So I want to just say thank you again for all that you do to make this a very special parish community that it is. I also want to say a word of profound thanks to Don Panette, Andrew Reed, and Mary Hatton, who were instrumental in putting this video together. It truly was a labor of love, and it took a lot of hours and dedication. So thank you to all of them and all the people that worked on the video. And then finally, I want to invite you after Mass to come over to the gathering area and to the hall. We have a ministry fair going on this morning, and it's an opportunity to come and meet some of the leaders of our ministry, some of our staff, and to get involved if you're not involved already in this wonderful parish, or if you already are, to maybe look at some other opportunities for involvement, and just to learn more about what we're doing to live out our mission as disciples of Jesus Christ. So again, thank you so much for all that you do. God bless you.
And thank you, Cambria, for your inspiring leadership over the years. for the manner in which you have nurtured the faith and created a structure to allow us to become involved and become a living church, speaking to the world about the movement of the Holy Spirit in a living church.